This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Bernie Siegel. He's the executive director of the Regenerative Medicine Foundation and working with stem cell research. So we were just trying to find out how stem cell protocol works, what you're looking for, good questions to ask to make sure that your dollars are well used. Can you tell me, Bernie, if the doctors are having any education even before they come out in this area, or is it just kind of an add-on course after if they'd like it? Is it really getting significant time in so that the doctors are all very aware of it?
Well, doctors are more and more aware of regenerative medicine and stem cell, and we can call them cell-based therapies, right? Based on cells. I remember a founder of a company that was using stem cells said cells are the new pills. Rather than surgery or drugs, we're going to be using cells for healing. So some doctors have been using cells for years, fat grafts and breast augmentation or tissue replacement has been used by plastic surgeons for years. They've been used and also for some wound healing as well. So those doctors are it's part of their routine training for this. So, but in dealing with the cells that they use, that's extracted from human fat, they have found that it's so promising and the potential for healing is so great, they're doing more studies on it to find out not only, it seems to work, but we don't know for sure how it works, right? Mm-hmm. So there are courses in that. And, of course, those doctors and that medical specialty, liposuction is used all the time. But in other specialties where it isn't, some doctors feel that they should be able to do the same work with the fat. But if they don't have any specialized training in liposuction, you might have a very bad result just from the liposuction to extract the fat from your body to be infused for these cells to be infused. This is at the same time it's being studied. Doctors who are looking at this, that it's part of the practice of medicine, say, well, we can do this, and it's not regulated. And right now, the FDA isn't enforcing it if we're doing more than just minimal manipulation, meaning we're taking cells out of my hip and I'm going to put it in my shoulder. That is just cells being put from one place to the other. Well, that's not, they're not manipulating it, but if they're washing it, they're trying to grow them, they're adding chemicals to it to expand them. These types of things have to be studied first, so we don't really know, but yet a lot of doctors are doing it, and the FDA is now setting guidelines, and in 2020 they're going to do a more serious crackdown on this. So the bad examples of what has happened to a very few people are now getting out in the news, and there were some terrible cases, lawsuits that have been really put, I would say, people on notice, where cells have been put into the human eye and actually cause people to go blind. All right, so when you think about it, if you have macular degeneration and you see someone advertising a stem cell treatment, well, you want to make sure what that treatment is all about, what is being presented to you, you have to ask a lot of questions. Is the FDA approved this? Are you, what kind of cells are you using? This sort of thing. You even have to worry about where you're going. You know, if it's some storefront clinic that might not be, doesn't look right, doesn't look clean, what's going, and if the car is charging you $5,000 for an infusion in your knee, I don't know, I wouldn't want to go there. So that's why I say, I like to, when I get asked the question, I steer people to places that are affiliated with major universities or or well-known medical centers. Those are probably the wisest moves to make as a consumer to protect yourself and ask those questions.
So as more and more people see this happening all throughout the states and Canada, do you think the price will start to come down as more people do it?
Well, I think that's likely to happen. It's supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, because I've been involved in this field for 15 years and working with leading stem cell scientists, sort of as at the dawn of the field, the political debates over the controversies of some of the things in stem cell research that we were talking about 15 years ago created in the public's perception a view that stem cells are, as I call it, like a salvation technology. Stem cells should be able to cure everything, and maybe it will. It could be the answer to cure. Not just treat, but cure many diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible clinical trials of diabetes, and Parkinson's, and other diseases. But those treatments aren't ready for prime time yet. They haven't been approved yet. But when they are, it's a medical revolution, and it's going to happen sooner and later, and in time for some of our generation to benefit from, for sure. But in the meantime, just taking some of your own cells and moving them around the body, if they're branded as stem cells, people are saying, you know, this is the greatest thing ever. And, you know, you can have an infusion and feel great for 3 weeks just from an infusion of saline, you
right.
know. But if you think, well, I spent $5,000 and these stem cells really made me feel good, oh, well, maybe I'll go back for another. And you can see where, you'll feel better because your wallet will be lighter. It'll have less money to carry around.
Mm-hmm. So you've been working for 15 years watching the research and the efficacy of stem cell research. Why? Like, I hear there's so much caution and there's so much like to wonder about. How is this happening that it's not coming closer to mainstream faster?
I say that it is coming to mainstream fast. 15 years ago, when the field was really just emerging, people assumed it was going to be, you know, it'd be around in 5 years, we'd be all getting our these infusions of cells. But 15 years has happened in the convergence of technologies. When you think now we have nanotechnology and imaging devices, cell tracking, new ways of growing cells and cell culture. All of these things are happening all at the same time together, even artificial intelligence. So we'll be able to track these cells and understand them. So this is like a revolutionary time for humanity that this is happening. But that doesn't necessarily help your bad knee, knowing that.
Or autoimmune diseases. So if the research is and they're practicing on some people with autoimmune, would the expectation be that you'd have to have something done again and again and again to keep your body modulated so it doesn't attack itself? Or is it like you do it and you're free?
Well, that's a great question. The holy grail, so to speak, in this is the idea, let's say diabetes is an example, if we can find a way to replace the cells through a stem cell treatment, that you would not have to go back. This is something that could potentially be curative, right?
Right.
So then how is it going to be reimbursed? You know, the insurance companies are going to have to figure, if this is one treatment, but we don't have to worry about a lifetime of treatments, what can be charged for something like that. It's really going to turn a medicine on its head, and at least a lot of investors are thinking this is the new multi-trillion dollar industry. It's a disruptive technology to think that we're going to be able to use cell-based therapies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Is there any websites or anywhere people can go for more information, Bernie, that they would, if they would like to follow up with this stem cell research?
Well, I like to refer people to the International Society for Stem Cell Research. They have a consumer page for good questions to ask your doctor, and it's ISSCR.org. That's ISSCR.org. And if you're really interested in this as an educated layperson, or you want to educate yourself, what my organization, which is a nonprofit, Regenerative Medicine Foundation, we run the annual World Stem Cell Summit. And the next one is January 22nd through the 25th in Miami, Florida. We have 2,000 attendees from 40 countries, and it covers everything from soup to nuts. But we also have a track for regenerative medicine in the clinic. It's for the doctors, but we always welcome patient advocates who are really interested in the field, that are want to mix and talk to and network with clinicians, researchers, other folks in medical philanthropies. So when I got involved with this as a passionate patient advocate myself, a colon cancer survivor, I believed in this medicine that's going to be the future. So I have devoted myself over 15 years to try to accelerate the field to improve health and deliver cures. My background is law, not medicine. But okay. Policy issues are really important in this.
Absolutely.
We are just about out of time, so I'd like to thank you so much, Bernie, for bringing all the information forward on stem cell research. I'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and we'd like to thank all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.